You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's at Wrist Pulse in Chicago and a meteorologist to take a look at the weather forecast. Thanks, Mark, for being with us today.
Hi, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast for this week, please.
Well, first off, from a temperature perspective, we are going to see quite a bit of variability, actually, the next several days, bias a little bit on the warmer side of normal, but not that extreme here. And overall, temperatures, when averaging out over the next 5 to 6 days, will be close to normal across much of the Corn Belt. From a precipitation standpoint, really the main highlight is going to be this westward shift of this plume of moisture. If you recall, you know, going back last week and prior to last week, the band of heaviest rainfall was oriented from the Delta into the eastern Midwest and eastern Great Lakes. That's the big flooding in areas of Louisiana, and then even portions of the heavy rainfall in sections of the eastern Corn Belt. Well, that has now begun to shift. We saw heavy rainfall in areas of Texas this past weekend, and overall, as we go through this next week, the overall plume will be from Texas through the plains and into the western sections of the Midwest. So in areas such as Iowa, Missouri, western sections of Illinois, that looks to be the most favored area for rainfall here coming up over the next 7 to 8 days. And talking more so on a significant standpoint, that acreage here, the Corn Belt, that looks to receive like an excess of 1 inch of rainfall.
And if you go a bit further out, do they dry out and start to get things ready for the harvest season?
At this time, it looks like that plume, by and large, stays in place even into week two of the outlook period. So as we close the books here in August into the start of September, it does look like that will be the same basic pattern here. So obviously, the longer it persists and if there continues to be heavy rainfall, that will begin to be a concern as we start harvesting. And, you know, down south where there is some corn harvesting taking place, that is a bit of a concern. But certainly, the duration is something to monitor, and that will be the focus going into September.
Any places around the planet you've been watching that are of concern?
Nothing right now, Todd, at least of any immediate concern. There are a few dry pockets in areas of Europe and Western Russia, and also in northeastern China, but those dry pockets do have opportunities to improve going forward, and all in all, there's really no extreme dryness at the present time, and overall, good conditions in the vast majority of areas as we, again, move through month's end and into the early part of September.
Thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do look us up online at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming. And this week, a special Twitter feed dedicated to what's happening with the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. You can look that up on Twitter if you want at hashtag PFTour16. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.